USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tonight is the last Democratic presidential debate before the Nevada caucus on Saturday. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is making his debate debut, and his staff is already tempering everyone's expectations. Beverly Hallberg is the president of District Media Group. She tells Fox News Bloomberg better be ready.
From a messaging standpoint, I do think he needs to be on that more moderate level, but he is going to be attacked tonight because he has been gaining in the polls.
As Democrats are debating, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Phoenix, Arizona. The president also has a message for the Democratic-led state of California regarding their homeless crisis.
You have needles, you have things that we don't want to discuss all over the streets, flowing into the oceans, and yet beaches. And if they can't do it themselves, we're going to do it.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A now former candidate for the 2020 Democratic White House nomination has landed a media gig. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Businessman and former candidate Andrew Yang is joining CNN as a political commentator. The 45-year-old recently dropping out of the race after poor showings in the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. He qualified for most of the Democratic debates and calls his followers the Yang Gang. He also proposed a universal basic income package that would have given every American $1,000 a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The IRS is planning to do more face-to-face visits with high-earning taxpayers who haven't filed a return. The agency announced on Wednesday will look at about 800 cases in its initial phase of people who make more than $100,000. The announcement came after the agency added more people to its enforcement staff. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Illegal immigrants in Cambridge, Massachusetts won't be arrested for driving without a license thanks to a new law. Under the law passed by the city, police officers are advised not to arrest illegal immigrants found driving without a license. Instead, they're told to issue the driver's summons. Cambridge, which is home to Harvard and MIT, became a sanctuary city back in 1985. In entertainment news, a tribute to the rock band Rush is making its way across the country. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Primus will be honoring Canadian rock band Rush with a special cover tour in 2020. The group shared plans Tuesday for A Tribute to Kings, a new North American tour that will feature Primus performing Rush's 1977 album, A Farewell to Kings. The band will also perform its own music. Primus vocalist bassist Les Claypool said, "A Farewell to Kings was the first Rush record he ever heard and features his favorite Rush song, Cygnus X1. Primus and Rush have crossed paths several times over the years, including when Primus opened for them on a tour in 1992. The Tribute to Kings tour begins May 26th in Irving, Texas, and ends August 2nd in Phoenix, Arizona.
Take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.